Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Fractionation Thirst. When you get into hypnosis, it's very easy to get lost in certain sensations, and those sensations tend to linger one way or the other. When you get lost in hypnosis over and over again, it tends to build up a desire for those sensations, for the feeling of falling in trance, fluttering eyelids, minds melting away, losing control of yourself, the response of your body to certain words, and of course, let's not forget that enticing, tempting anticipation just before. A moment that you would really like right now. Thirst happens in many ways. A lot of the time it is an almost feral expression of desire, a need for something. And I wonder if you right now are aware of your need for trance, fractionation. Then again, as soon as it happens, it might trigger another thirst, one that isn't only trance, but is very much connected to the physical expression of your enjoyment of trance. It's fun to lose control of yourself if you're being hypnotized, isn't it? Unless, of course, you don't want to be aware of that loss and prefer to focus on the lust, the thirst, the craving and need that expresses itself so easily. One fascinating way that thirst is expressed is your focus. You know that trance is going to happen soon. You just don't know when exactly. And you want to be surprised, but you also don't want to wait. You'd prefer to be pulled down again and again, losing yourself in the various forms of fractionation. Then again, if you were hypnotized, you wouldn't be wondering what to do. You would just be willingly giving in to the feelings, wouldn't you? Unless, of course, you'd prefer to be aware and prepare for the inevitable downfall of your thoughts, all the way down, drifting deeper and deeper in that fall that floats up and down, in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. Unless, of course, you're being denied. It's a fight or a flight, a fancy, a moment where you can't see that trance is going to happen. even if you're not quite there yet, because you're being denied. And it's so much fun. At any moment, I could just choose to snap my fingers and say the word, and your mind would fall away in a blissful sway, falling further and further once it realizes what it's heard. Unless it just stops, almost ignoring the drops that fall further from your mind and let you drift into a state of trance. Now wait and wake, because it's not yet time. There is still this thirst, this need to be tranced, to be hypnotized, to be fall, flow, drifty, drop. And then, so easily closing your eyes without even realizing that it's already wake. A bit of frustration, perhaps. You want to go deep and lose yourself to the blankness that it brings, don't you? Won't you? What's stopping you? You know, if you wanted, you could just close your eyes and go blank right now without even knowing what's happening. You could just let yourself go completely, a drop that happens so easy, and that you want it, you need. And the thirst is the worst when you become aware. Awake and aware of the thirst that is there and the need to go back to those feelings where everything just sort of happily floats deeper and more blank. So go ahead and drop back down. As you're being pulled up to wake, the frustration is at stake, the thirst has to grow before you're sated, if you ever will, unless the thirst, of course, drills even deeper, hitting you down deep. So look up and down, fall in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. Then again, if you awake and become aware of the feelings out there inside, down there, you may notice how your thirst is increasing, the arousal pleasing, tempting. Are you sure you can think? Or are you a little preoccupied with falling back down deep into trance again? Did it ever really stop? When did it begin? Are you going in and out of trance, or are you just falling down deeper over and over again? Until there's nothing left but a wonderfully, blissfully, blank, thirsty, hypnotized, aroused, never-ending sentences pulling you down further, and yet keeping you up only to drop you back down. I wonder how unaware you are of your thirst. Can you feel your own heartbeat pulsing in certain places that prefer pleasure? Can you feel your own desire dripping certain drops down below? Is it real enough to feel the thirst grow? Or should I just make it stop as you wake up and feel frustrated with a lack of desire, almost shocked by cold, cool lack of pleasurable warmth? So let's go back down, drifting in deep warm and seep in the pleasure, the power of pulling you down even more, and the wonderful sweet door it opens to more craving, a deeper thirst. So wake as I take away the moments of pleasure, just enough to drop you back down and give them back. It will only make it worse, that inevitable thirst. You need something. You crave something. Should I give it or take it away? It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, wake, which is not high enough, but 3, 2, 1, drop is also not enough. 4, 5, 6, wake. 10, 9, 8, 7. Which way do we go and where do we stop as I wake you again to remind you of the pleasure and the frustration? Drop even deeper and let yourself flow up and feel that wonderful feeling of losing yourself to the trance, the hypnosis. As you're hypnotized again and again, up and down, fractionated, fully and thirsty. It's just as easy to take away again, wake and feel yourself almost without arousal just for a moment, until that sensation spreads within your body and the elation melts into warmth, moving from your head down deeper and deeper, falling until there is nothing left. A caress over your neck, down your spine, all the way down. Nice and blank, feeling that craving even deeper. Crave, heart, need, thirst. Isn't it terrible how these trances seem to trigger those feelings inside of you? How easily after you fall you feel that flustering flow. And of course, it doesn't have to go away when you wake. It can stay so easily. Feel yourself awake, fully feeling thirst, aware of the worst part of it is not being in trance, neither ignorance nor bliss, just thirst that is driving your craving. Feel it heat up even more, as you can't deny the feelings before as they were not awake but now they are. So let's go back down as you drop deep. Fall further and further and feel the thirst seep. Inside your body sneak every little corner and crevice. Play on your pleasures, your needs as you crave. What would happen if your fantasy suddenly became real? How much pleasure would you feel? Would it be overwhelming? Thirst playing on your mind as you find yourself helplessly falling deeper. Hypnosis is just so much fun, isn't it? To be made blank again and again until there's nothing left. Feeling your body respond as your mind doesn't. Craving. Need. All the way down. And in a moment, this file will end. And maybe it will leave you all kinds of thirsty, building up even more. Or maybe it just leads into the next. I'm sure I could find some fun ways to use this thirst. So enjoy, and let yourself get lost in that lust. Have fun.